Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He is King at Jeromney. He is Ski at TSB Ski. This week is Ski's movie. By the way, tweet at one of those handles if you want us to watch one of your movies in a few weeks. This movie, if you have been following along, is the third in the Expendables trilogy, because that was Ski's plan, is to force us to watch the Expendables trilogy.
Isn't it? The trilogy was so good, they signed on to do another one.
Signed on to do a fourth. Enough good's the right word. It's financially makes sense. I think that's how you can describe it.
I know. Great is the word you're supposed to
use. Expendables 3 came out in 2014. It is currently on Amazon. You'll remember the previous ones were on Hulu, but Hulu has since removed all of the Expendables and Amazon has bought the rights, whatever. Amazon, by the way, has three versions of this movie if you're interested in watching it. They have the regular, they have the unrated, and they have the extended versions. And Ski, you informed me before we started that the extended version is just a bunch of like behind the scenes footage.
It's just like an hour's worth of behind the scenes stuff afterwards.
Can you imagine a world in which you would actually watch an hour of behind the scenes footage of Expendables 3?
In a world where Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Banderas.
Jet Li. No. God, no. No.
Yeah. Jet Li did his Expendables 2.
And Victor Ortiz.
Where he worked like 2 hours and was in a couple of scenes. Okay, anyway. This movie has a 31% on Rotten Tomatoes. 6.1 out of 10 on IMDb. 35% on Metacritic. It stars the regulars. You got Stallone, you got Statham, you got Cruz, Couture, Jet Li makes that cameo. You got Dolph Lundgren, you got Arnold, who has become a regular. And then you got some newbies, and you got some big name newbies in addition to that. So you got Antonio Banderas, you got Harrison Ford, you got Mel Gibson. You got Wesley Snipes.
Goddamn.
Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey Grammer. Oh, yeah. And
Kelsey
Ronda
Grammer.
Rousey.
No, and then you got the new Expendables, which we'll get into. And that is Ronda Rousey, Victor Ortiz, the boxer, Glenn Powell, and Kellen Lutz. I don't know who those last two people are. But
Glenn Powell is he is huge right now because he was Hangman in the new Maverick movie.
Oh, okay. I still haven't seen that. I'm like the only person on Earth who hasn't seen that movie.
I haven't seen it either.
And I believe the other
we're
guy...
It, dude. By the way, we're it. We're the only
ones. We're about it.
Yeah.
That other guy, that Kellen Lutz, I think he was in the vampire werewolf teen heartthrob movies from like early 2000s.
Oh, Twilight?
Twilight, yeah.
Okay. Which is where you remember him from, clearly. Okay, cool. Ski big Twilight fan. This movie directed by Patrick Hughes. This was his first big movie, but he went on to direct the Hitman's Bodyguard movies, those like Ryan Reynolds movies or whatever. There's three of them now. Also did The Man from Toronto, I guess.
Kevin Hart and Woody Harrelson.
The Kyle Lowry movie.
Yeah. Mike Lowry. No, different Lowry. Okay. Written by Stallone and Creighton Rothenberger, who also wrote the Has Fallen trilogy. So I don't know if you remember those movies, but Olympus Has Fallen, London Has Fallen, and Angel Has Fallen, apparently.
Gerard Butler.
With Katrin Benedict was the co-writer, and they both wrote those movies together, which got them this movie. Budget for the movie, $100 million. They made 214.7. So the movie was absolutely destroyed by critics. Most fans didn't like it. Big reason for that is because it was rated PG-13, which was a decision. And then also it apparently leaked like 6 weeks before it came out. And so a bunch of people saw it and then sort of talk shit about it and then didn't go and see it in the theater, which is why it actually made the least. So it made 214.7, but that's the least out of the trilogy. And so it was considered a failure, I guess, if you're comparing it to the other movies. It still doubled its budget. So
which is it is weird, because I think this one actually has the best like plot of the three. Like, actually, like, bones of this movie, I think, is the best of the three.
I think there's an argument there. Yeah. I think having Wesley Snipes in it helped quite a bit. Just because Wesley Snipes is actually a good actor. So he's
Harrison Ford.
Yeah. I mean, so Ford's like pretty one. Like, he's.
Wait, are we doing Wesley Snipes is a better actor than Harrison Ford?
Yes. Facts.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I mean,
no.
Boy, that's a okay. All right, let's settle in. Let's do this. Wesley Snipes versus Harrison Ford. What do you got for Harrison Ford, King?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm thinking like Blade and Expendables 3 for Wesley Snipes and Tax Evasion.
So you got to go back more into the 90s. Like,
you do. You
gotta right, go but Harrison Ford gave us Get Off My Plane.
Demolition Man, yeah. Obviously a classic that we've talked about. You got White Man Can't Jump.
Murder at 1600, Drop Zone.
Yep.
I mean, the 90s was Snipes. He was the king dick of the 90s.
Harrison Ford's got like The Fugitive.
I mean, he's got a little thing called Star Wars, but
is he a good actor in Star Wars?
A good actor, I guess. I haven't seen him.
You haven't seen Star Wars?
No, I saw the Ewok one. I saw the Ewok one and the one with the red faced mall guy, Darth. I think
the red faced mall.
You saw one of the prequels and like Return of the Jedi.
Yes. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Man, I don't do space.
No, that's great.
I mean, I guess the 90s superhero, he had like Clear and Present Danger, The Fugitive.
Yeah. No, he had a big run of huge blockbuster movies.
Air Force One.
My point is like, is he actually a good actor? Because he sort of plays one tone, right? You know, the Indiana Jones movies are, for fuck's sake, I'm not saying Harrison Ford's terrible.
Indiana Jones 2 is great.
I'm not saying... Did you say Indiana Jones 2 is great?
Oh, it's so good.
I'm a number three. I'm a Last Crusade.
Did you say Temple of Doom is
great? Oh, no, I meant three. I meant three.
Okay.
I meant three. I was about to mute you
for the rest of this podcast. Jesus. Temple of Doom is an atrocity.
Temple of Doom is very good as well.
Get out of town. The one with Spielberg's wife, the most annoying character in the history of Earth. Look, we could talk like... for an hour about
and a little Asian boy called Short Round.
Yeah. Horrible. Horrible character. Truly terrible character. I would take Crystal Skull over Temple of Doom.
Oh.
That's how bad Temple of Doom is. And by the way, yes, the third one is the best one. I agree.
Yes.
I think we can find our common ground and move on with that.
All right, well let's jump to the future.
Yes.
Who was a better actor in this movie? Snipes or Harrison Ford?
Snipes.
I mean, I know Ford, he had a smaller role, but
I think Snipes had a better like opportunity for acting, because you know Ford's character was pretty cool. You know, he was a major. He ended up flying a helicopter in ways that helicopters can't actually fly, and then you know saving everybody and you know, doing all this really cool action shit, which you know Harrison Ford doesn't really do anymore. And so it was really cool to see him do that. But I think Snipes, the character was made for him, clearly.
Well,
but also like his style of being a crazy person.
Snipes was supposed to be Hail Caesar.
Yeah, Cruz. Yeah.
Stallone wrote that for him, and then he was still like, you know, dealing with the tax man and shit. So he didn't do it.
Do you think so like the part of the plot of this movie is Cruz getting shot and not being in the movie for most of it.
Yeah.
And then Wesley Snipes, like, you know, placing him kind of.
They said, we can't have two black guys here. That's we got to get rid of one of them here. So the other one could come in.
Yeah. That's where I was going. Mel Gibson had it in his contract.
God, Mel Gibson.
By the way, Mel Gibson fucking fantastic.
He's so good.
God, oh my God. Just so fucking bigoted and racist. He's so good.
Oh, man. I wish it was easier to separate the art from the artist, man. He is so good. God damn it.
Such him as a bad guy is like his best role.
Such a good bad guy in the movie we watched a couple months ago.
That was about a year ago, but yeah.
Was it?
Not Endgame, but Game Over, whatever it was.
Was it Endgame?
Bird on a Wire.
Yeah, okay.
Tequila Sunrise. But a little quick fun fact. Yeah,
give us some fun facts about the Expendables. This is your trilogy, so.
Yeah. So Bruce Willis was set up to be in this movie again. So Ford wasn't going to be in it.
Yeah. So Harrison Ford's character, for the listener, literally replaces Bruce Willis' character. He said, "You don't have to deal with him anymore." Like he played Church, and he's like, "You don't have to deal with Church anymore. You're with me now." And so it literally replaces him, like the character and the actor in the movie. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. So Willis was supposed to work for 4 days and make $750,000 a day for his 4 days.
Jesus.
Right before they're about to start shooting, they go, "I want $1 million a day." And they said, "No." He said, "Okay." And they got on the horn to Harrison Ford and rewrote that character up.
It was an awesome character. It was.
As an aside, the Bruce Willis like care handler story now is kind of sad.
Well, it is really sad.
Yeah, it's really what's happening to him in real life is really sad.
Good for his estate down the road, but very bad for him.
Yeah, it's a bummer. Yeah. And he sort of like made amends with everybody he was a dick to, right, like as it was sort of happening too. And so now he's basically to the point where he like can't talk, right? Isn't that the thing? Like, yeah, geez, it fucking sucks, man.
So yeah. So other fun facts for you. So Jet Li was
That was not a fun fact.
Yeah, that was a sad fact.
Yeah.
Sad.
That was pure greed, not what he's dealing with.
Sure. Sure.
All right, so Jet Li barely in it. So they went to get Jackie Chan to be in it instead. And Chen said, "No, I only play like leading roles." So
hell yeah, Jackie.
Drop that dick on him, Jackie Chan. Goddamn right.
And then they also approached The Rock to be in this movie.
The super cop, the cop who won't stop. Get out of here.
Cop who can't be stopped.
Damn right.
And then I believe they first asked Banderas to be that weird little role that he's in, and he turned it down. So they went to Danny Trejo first.
Oh.
But then Banderas got back aboard. So, but Trejo would have been sick of this too. The Rock and Trejo just.
Did they just let Banderas sort of do whatever he wanted? That's the sense I got. Like they wrote the character, and then just Banderas is like, "All right, if I'm going to be in this movie, you have to let me do what I want." And he made the character this super duper over the top, like, you know,
annoying.
I was going to say borderline annoying, but yeah, fully annoying character that got a little bit problematic with Ronda Rousey towards the end of the movie. Ended up being an okay character because, like, you realize that he was like one of them in that he was with. Did they say Benghazi?
Yeah, he was in Benghazi.
He was in Benghazi. Okay. Yep. Yeah.
He was looking for Hillary's emails. So
yeah.
That was
yeah. Yeah. They literally said Benghazi. Yep.
Benghazi.
So he was in Benghazi. All of his fellow soldiers died, but him.
Yep.
And
eventually he found Hunter Biden's laptop. You know?
Yeah, yeah. He found it.
Yeah.
That's why he's looking for a job. Is because he got blackballed out of Washington. His little laptop. Very problematic. So that's a plot in the movie. Not the laptop part. But he was in Benghazi. Yep. I'm curious because they let Banderas do whatever he wanted. Was that something they let him do whatever he wanted? It's like, oh yes, let's say I was in Benghazi.
Yes. that was some of Banderas's like personal politics.
He ad-libbed Benghazi and they left it in the movie.
Yeah. They were like, you're in Maui. You're in Maui. Yeah. Benghazi.
I believe he did change the name of his character too. it was supposed to be something else, and he's like, ah, like, I mean, I can't even remember his character's name.
Was he funny?
No.
I think the idea was that he was supposed to be funny. I don't think he was ever actually funny.
He's not a comedic actor, so.
Yeah. I think that's what he was trying for.
He's the desperado actor. Don't talk and just shoot people.
He's also a GIF actor. He's got some good GIFs.
Is he a GIF guy?
Yeah, though. Oh. Yes.
All right.
Peanut butter? He's a peanut butter guy? I don't understand what we're talking about.
You never seen that Antonio Banderas GIF?
No, like he's on the cover of like the bottle of peanut butter? I'm confused.
Christ.
You and your GIF. GIF guy.
Oh, GIF! Oh, is that what you're talking about? Because that's how you pronounce the word. So, I don't know.
Not according to the creator, but okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, okay, graphic interface, but whatever. Yeah, it's fine. That's cool. Let's continue to have this conversation, like, forever.
Soft. Soft, G.
Soft. Your mom's soft. Fuck you.
Well, okay. Especially so for Banderas.
What are you saying, Ski?
Nothing. Just Banderas isn't funny.
I agree. The did you like, so it sort of feels like they, because the new crew, Ronda Rousey and Victor Ortiz, like totally made sense in 2014. The other actors who I have no idea who they are, again, they were fine, but we're talking about making the fourth one now. Do they make a fourth one with those same four people? Like, you kind of have to, right? Because the end of the movie is they all got tattoos and they're like, yeah, we're all in the Expendables now. Like, we're all family now, right? And so you can't have the fourth one without them in it, can you?
Isn't Ortiz like a terrible like commissioner in somewhere in like Huntington Beach or something?
No. You're thinking of Tito Ortiz.
Oh, I'm thinking, you're right. good catch. Yeah.
No. Different Ortiz. Yeah.
Different Ortiz. A Red Sox player. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. No.
Was he married to Jenna Jameson too or something? That Ortiz? Again, I don't know who that is.
Jenny McCarthy, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but okay. They don't have to be in the new movie, though. All you need is the five guys.
The main five is all that. Well,
yeah,
I mean,
Lundgren. You really just need Stallone and Statham, really.
Yeah.
The other guys.
They're staples. Yeah.
Yeah. That's fair.
And then if you want to keep Dahl, if you want to keep Dahl for Couture and Cruz, sure. But you can interchange out anyone after those two.
See, wow. Cruz is just a hard one for me to take serious because I just picture him rubbing Old Spice on his nipples and unicorns coming out and going, oh, do 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 do, or whatever that jingle was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't take him serious.
I'm sort of with you because Statham.
Oh, you just like watching him rub his nipples.
No, I mean Ski's point. I do like watching him rub his. Who doesn't? I mean, they're great nipples. What do you want from me? I'm a human. So Stallone and Statham, like they are.
Rank
they are,
your top five nipples.
Yeah,
surprise list.
That's inverted. Pierced.
Inverted.
I'm just listing nipples.
He leads with inverted. So Stallone and Statham are they're the two that have to be there, like 100%. But everybody else has been in all the movies. Like Couture's been in all of them, Cruz has been in all of them, Lundgren's been in all of them. Like,
yeah, but they're not vital. I mean, Couture really in this movie?
No, I mean, Couture is expendable, for lack of a better word, but
they're all expendable. Yeah.
It's
not just a clever name
with the cast.
Yeah, that's true.
And they're all
expendable. Like literally, we just got rid of Terry Crews and replaced him with Wesley Snipes.
And
like,
by the way, how much better was Snipes than Crews?
Not even close.
Way
so
close.
Much better. Yeah. He just constantly. And he's just always like, jing-a-lang, jing-a-lang,
jing-a-lang, the whole jing-a-lang. Time.
Which is, I think, a little homage to Bernie Mac from Life.
I thought the, I thought like the joke they made is like, why'd you wait 8 years and then you busted me out or something? I thought that was like a real life reference. So I looked up, I looked up the movie he was in before this, and he had been in movies before this. So it hadn't been like that long since he'd been out of Hollywood.
Well, they did drop the, what'd they get you for? And he,
tax evasion. Yep. Good stuff, man.
The one, there were some one-liners, but this wasn't like two. Two, they'd like crank the one-liners up. I mean,
they did.
Arnold did have a get to the choppa.
He had two of them. Yeah. He had get to the choppa, which was obviously that. And then he had like, what was it? Get to the choppa, and then we gotta find the choppa or something like that. I wrote them down. They're somewhere here, but yeah.
But there was no everybody freeze, so it didn't quite.
No, there wasn't.
Everybody freeze.
I guess this one was just lacking the one-liner guys. Because Gibson and Snipes wasn't really a one-liner guy for his action movie. No. So, I mean, when you get rid of Willis and Harrison Ford, he has nothing. So I guess I can understand why they kind of were light on the one-liners.
So I think three was better than two, but I did like the one-liners in two.
That sort of made two.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The cheesy, stupid, stolen from previous movies one-liners.
Yes.
And they tried. They tried that in this one. They just didn't have that much to pull from because they blew their wad in the second one, basically.
Like I said, two was like extremely over the top and everything, like just the ridiculous level. Three, it's almost like they kind of took it a little more serious.
They did. And they made it PG-13, which was like really weird. Like so by the way, there's a lot of cursing in this movie and a lot of violence. So I don't know what makes an R-rated movie. If it's not this, I guess the only thing they took out from the second one to this one was like the blood splatter and the heads exploding. And
I mean, I think the kill count on this is got to be over 600 at least.
Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of an entire army just gets killed.
And just saying the word shit over and over again. Yeah. So like, again, I don't know what makes an R-rated movie. I guess two F-bombs and then heads exploding. I guess that does it.
But. Well, you were a radio guy. Could you say shit on the radio?
Hell no.
No?
But radio is different. So radio and like your basic cable channels like ABC, NBC, CBS and stuff, they have rules they got to live by the FCC. Cable and movies and that shit, that's you can do whatever you want. I mean, there are rating systems. That's a different organization. But like if you have a certain amount, you're going to get rated a certain way. And I'm pretty sure the rule is like you get one F-bomb to stay PG-13.
Because Always Sunny has started dropping F-bombs in there now.
And, like, no nudity, too. No, cable can do whatever they want.
I think they're still limited.
Rules for cable. The only thing that limits them is advertising. And so if advertisers say, we don't want you to have F-bombs and nudity, then they're not going to do it. But they can.
The F-bomb is worse than the S-bomb, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. No, the South Park proved that, remember? Because they had that shit episode or whatever. Where they said shit like 300 times, but they couldn't.
Matt
say
and Trey, you motherfuckers!
Yeah.
You and clever then, motherfuckers!
Yes, they are, 100%. By the way, on the like the real life stuff, do you notice they had Rousey do the arm break thing? Like she did the move where she like broke the dude's arm. I forgot about that until I saw that scene, and I was like, "Oh, that's right! She did that to a human being in the octagon." Like, holy fuck. She was like known for breaking arms. And I totally forgot about that.
Yes. When she was facing tomato cans.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, wasn't it like Misha Tate or whatever? She like broke her arm. Like she like snapped her forearm or whatever in the ring. It was fucking bonkers. But yeah. Tomato.
But I was, when I was watching this, because I was thinking, whatever, what's the chick that was in Mandalorian that got canceled out? Because she.
Oh.
Wouldn't stop saying like anti-Semitic shit. And
I know who I you're talking about. Yeah, Jesus,
you love the Mandalorian too, Braga. Figured you would. And she was in Deadpool 2.
Something with a C? Was her first name a C?
Gina Carano.
Oh, Gina Carano.
Yes, Gina Carano.
Oh,
yeah.
God, I totally was spacing on her. She's such a non-factor now. She hasn't been in our world. Like,
I think she's in that Hunter Biden movie, isn't she?
She is. Yeah. That trailer looks awesome.
We have to watch. God, we have to find it for free to watch.
Yes, if that is a free movie, I will be making that a movie we watch.
Yes. But as I was saying, I'm surprised Rousey hasn't, like, I know she's like in like WWF now and shit like that.
She is, yeah.
I thought she would jump and fill in this void, because she's not bad. I mean, she's not an awful actress. She's
fill
not
in,
good.
Fill in what
awful.
Void? Oh, like that void of, like, left by Carano?
Of, like, you know, the strong kind of badass woman role for.
She, I mean, she's fine with wrestling, man. Like,
I'm pretty sure. Plenty.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I think she's like, she's got kids now, too. I'm pretty sure. So who knows?
Congrats on the sex.
Yeah. Okay. Congratulations on having sex with another person.
She definitely didn't let that just soak.
Go Cougs.
Yep.
Nice callback.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Because we released this on Sunday. And that was Thursday.
Oh, come on. Spaceship does not release this on Sunday.
No
tablets.
Ski, convince us as to why this movie is not dog shit, please.
Well, yeah, Wesley Snipes in an action movie for the first time in forever.
Yes, I enjoyed it.
I said there was a little better plot in this movie, and Mel Gibson is a fantastic bad guy.
So
we're not doing the Mel Gibson thing.
Does Mel Gibson and Wesley Snipes and Kelsey Grammer, do they
toss
make
salad and scramble?
And Harrison Ford, do they make an average story seem better? That's
no, me. Not Mel Gibson.
Yeah. He's so good in this, dude.
They are legit. They are legit actors.
Yeah.
So yes.
Yeah. And Kelsey Grammer's character lying about having lung cancer.
Which is such a Kelsey Grammer move,
such
to be
Kelsey
honest.
Kelsey Grammer.
Played
such
that
a
so
Grammer.
Dead,
talk about
played
typecasting.
Played it so deadpan, too, and just like...
Wesley Snipes was great. Mel Gibson was great.
Can't do the Mel Gibson thing, man. I just can't.
Okay, I get it. I get it.
I like plenty of problematic people. Man, Mel Gibson is not one of them. I can't do it.
So, would you like this? There, I think Jean-Claude Van Damme brought it up that he plays his twin brother from the second one and be the bad guy in the third one. This was brought up to Stallone as an option by Van Damme.
Think about it.
Because, Van Damme did make the movie Double Team where he played, you know, himself in two different characters.
Fuck.
Why did they let Gibson monologue? That scene where they first captured him and had him in the truck. Why did they take his duct tape off? They let him talk for like 15 minutes and then he gets the GPS tracker. It's like, what?
I'm trying to think where was this in the timeline of Gibson's like comeback?
Can't shoot him the leg. That is a good question. Like, was Stallone one of the first people to, like...
Pretty early in his comeback.
Usher, 2014, yeah.
I mean, Stallone's whole thing or this whole franchise is getting people back in that maybe have been out of movies for a while. Like, Brandon Fraser might be in the fourth one. Kind of, that's what he would do. Get him back in it.
You watch what you say about Brandon Fraser.
He's a national
treasure.
He's gonna pump up Brandon Fraser as much as he can.
What was he, Joe of the Jungle or something? Didn't he do some movie?
George of the Jungle?
Was it George of the Jungle?
George.
Mighty
George
Joe Young? I don't know.
Friend to you and me. All right, we're about ready to grade this thing. Ski, it's your movie. Give us your grade.
I mean, this is just clearly a 4.9 out of 5. And I'm waiting for the fourth one.
Yeah, it's out of 5.
Oh, out of 4, even better. 4.9 out of 4.
It's out of 5. Yep. No, you're right.
How long has that been going on?
Because there's no way the fourth one is not going to be a 5. Just no way.
It's got the dudes from the Raid movies.
Yeah, and 50 Cent.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
And Megan Fox.
Oh, boy.
And Tony Jaa. And Andy Garcia.
The two guys from the Raid movies and then Tony Jaa. That's... I'm into it.
I mean, unfortunately, they're going to be fighting against some Asian gang in this.
Whoa, what's wrong with that?
It's nothing wrong with it, but they're setting it up for that's what it's
I'm giving
be.
This movie a 2 out of 5. 2.5 yes. 2.5 out of 5. I'll give it
2.2 out of 5.
2.25 out of 5. That's my rating. 0.5.
Give it that little bump. Give it that Snipes bump.
Snipes gives me the 0.05.